This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Vatican says Pope Francis is resting after a quiet night in the hospital where he continues his recovery from double pneumonia. He's taking part in the Vatican spiritual retreat from his hospital bed. He followed the opening of the retreat by video conference yesterday, but the priests, bishops, and cardinals in the Vatican auditorium could not see or hear the Pope. This retreat is an annual gathering, kicks off the Catholic Church's Lenten season leading to Easter, continues through this week. The Vatican has said Francis would take part in spiritual communion with the rest of the church hierarchy from afar.
Congress has until Friday night to come up with a spending bill and avoid a government shutdown. The House is set to vote tomorrow on a bill that would keep the government open through September. Joining us live now on our line to Washington, ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. The bill is up for vote, being proposed by Republicans. Does it look like it's going to have enough support to pass?
We don't know. We're going to see. Look, it's been described by Republican leaders as a clean CR. It's not squeaky clean. It takes some money from some executive branch agencies and gives it over, some of it over to the Defense Department. The idea here is that Speaker Johnson is intent on trying to jam the Senate by passing it, if he can do it, tomorrow and then leaving town. Democrats actually have a planned retreat at the back end of the week. So if Speaker Johnson can thread this needle and get all of his Republican members in line behind this continuing resolution that funds the government through the end of September, then the ball will be placed in the Senate's court, and it'll be up to Senate leader, Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, as to whether he's going to provide with his colleagues enough support to get this over the finish line onto the president's desk and avoiding a shutdown on Friday night. The challenge for the Democrats is they have progressive activists all across the country clamoring for them to do something at a pivotal moment to stand up and demonstrate that they are not on board with the DOGE-related cuts and other things that are going on across the executive branch right now. Democrats don't have a lot of leverage here. They're in the minority in the House and the Senate. They certainly don't want to see the government shut down, but they want to make a stand and say the principle here is that if Congress appropriates money, it ought to be spent by the executive. And the president and the DOGE team are saying, well, you know, we're identifying waste and we're eliminating thousands of jobs. And the Democrats in Congress want to try to see if there's a way that they can prevent that from happening. But the Republicans who control both houses are not on board for that. So that's the dynamic as we watch either the passage of a CR that prevents a government shutdown or we watch a train wreck in slow motion.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.